This is Saat Only version of USA Chat with Saat, Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Saatja. Thank you for coming.
Good. I'm also very happy to be with you guys, for sure. If anybody has any sharing or anything they want to talk about before I go on my own way. Okay, so tonight I would like to a little bit share with you. The topic would be trust and surrendering. In the Bible, Jesus say, I say unto you, take no thoughts for your life, what you eat, drink, or how you clothe your body or your body itself. And so this saying came to my attention some years after I was given the secret of trust. In 2006, while I was meditating and conducting a class in the yoga, it was a yoga place, and I was really silenced and doing nothing of any special value. I was just sitting on silence and meditating. When unexpectedly, I became aware, or I was taught, or I was informed. I don't know how to say it. It's very, very hard to explain something that is impossible to do it with words. That upon our birth, there is a promise that is dormant, is asleep within ourself, within our being. And I was told, if you take no thoughts, this promise will see that your life goes perfectly and provides for you. And some years later, I came across what Jesus was saying. But the trick here is, it says, I was told, if you take no thought, the promise will open and it will be accessible. So this, the second sentence of taking no thought, is very, very important. And the reason for that is that when we take thought, we all know that we put our attention between good and bad. And in order to solve a problem or achieve something, there is so much work to do, because one side of our brain says no, one side says yes. But if we just take no thought, everything will be okay. Now, I call that a trust meditation because it happened to me in the meditation. And since there were so many people around me, I felt obligated to share it with them because it did not come to me when I was alone. So I thought there had a purpose. And I'm glad I did, because otherwise I would have forgotten it. So I took that to a meditation, because anything that we concentrate on, we're able to apply it in our life. So I thought, if I just say that there is a promise in our heart that is not spoken of very often in the world, I don't know how many people know of that, that comes with our birth, then either people don't believe it, or they're not interested. So I decided to do a call it a trust meditation, and I practice that, and it really gives a different meaning to surrendering, because you really are surrendering to this promise. You are relying on it until it's proven right. So let's do what I thought maybe perhaps is best to make a meditation. Let's close our eyes. We heard the truth that there is a promise that comes with our own being, not outside of us, that is telling us, if you take no thought for your future, your past, your responsibility, your titles, and just find a quiet place and just put your attention right in that promise without a care. That divine promise that has been kept a secret. So find a silence, bring the attention downwards, and trust that this promise is within you, not outside of you, not hard to reach, very, very accessible when it's accepted. And remember, the less thought we take, the more we activate this omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent promise that was given. So you are surrendering all your faculties for the sake of this promise. And we just stay for a few moments. We put down our care and rely solely on this promise. If there is any disturbances, whether it's mental, emotional, bodily, it doesn't matter. Go back to relying, giving your back to this promise and sitting and letting that be behind, protecting and opening up for you. Like a child in the arms of a very kind, loving mother. You find refuge, protection, and wellness as we use the promise and let go of thinking. we can dwell on the greatness of knowing that we do have this source of wellness within us and is accessible to us. All we have to do is rely on that more than the world. And it is within oneself. All we have to do, really, is to trust this promise and see it for ourselves. When we abandon our concern and worries and striving and fixing, repairing, carrying, and just promise trust it. When we become intimate with this promise, it will send us in the right place at the right time. It makes us say the right thing at the right moment. Allows us to receive what is needed to be received and discard what is needed to be discarded. In other words, we live by grace. We also remember that taking thoughts does not, it interferes with the promise. The less we struggle, the more we are standing on the promise. Now you can slowly open your eyes. As we open our eyes, we also remember that now we're aware of something hidden and true. Some of you already have used that and seen the benefit of it in different ways. Some of you wish they could use it or they cannot use it. Some of you are hearing it for the first or second time. So now we open it for anybody that has any question or any sharing of the fruition of this practice. They're welcome without asking for permission to talk. They're very welcome to talk.
Sai Ram said, this is Saranya.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you told me something similar to this meditation like 5 years back when I was pregnant with Nivi and when I was scared of the pregnancy.
Yes.
You asked me to bring the promise, like the God, Baba, on my heart and to surrender everything, like my unborn child and everything to him, my thoughts, my fear and everything. Mm-hmm. And from that day, like till now, this is the only thing that is helping me, sir. Like I do it almost like every day in the morning and like at the night. And whenever there is some uncertainty or whenever there is fear and whenever I couldn't put a stop to my thoughts, I immediately picturized this meditation, like I this promise. Mm-hmm. And this always reminds me, reminds me of Baba saying, like, why here when I'm here?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is guiding me till now, and it gives me self-confidence that, like, don't be scared of anything, and like whatever happens, it will be good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, I remember that moment because you had a problem with the first pregnancy. I remember telling you to take Baba's form in your heart, and because you love Baba so much that he can. By taking him there where the promise is, they are one and the same. So you really, once you are aware of that, the promise is with you, you can touch it in any true avenue, whether it's guru, God. Mm-hmm. But it is there. It is there and it's saying, don't take thought. Me and the thoughts don't go together. It's like oil and water.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
And also, yeah, and also the I would like to share one more thing, like with my even with my second pregnancy, like with the like it didn't go well with the anatomy scan, and I was doing this. They wanted to do the scan again to check on the baby's heart, and I was doing this again and again, like what you taught me, and all of a sudden you texted me, said, like when I was going through that, all of a sudden you texted me whether everything is good and whether I'm doing well. And that gave me a lot of confidence, yeah, that I'm going on the right path. And the day when you texted me is when I got the reports back that everything is normal. Thank you, sir. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
It's so beautiful to hear that the truth that is spoken from ancient time, that sometimes it gets hidden or covered by society or by that time of the world we are in, that always through the grace, it shows itself from centuries to centuries. And it's so amazing that all of us have tasted the sweetness of that, which is the truth.
Thank you, sir.
Gopi shares her experience of trusting the promise and asks if the promise is the same as Atma or isness. And Sat replies,
listen, I'm not going to dissect the promise because I don't want anybody to make any concept of it. Just as is, as you progress, you'll know the answer yourself.
Sai Ramsad, this is Kumud.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Kumud.
I just want to say thank you so much. There's something magical in your voice. I connect so easily. I never had this happen to me before. I've tried sitting in meditation, trying to concentrate and trying to not go with my thoughts. But every single time I listen to your voice and you guiding us through the meditation, I connect so easily. Something amazing happened that I felt this just a few minutes ago when you started talking. I had already closed my eyes. And, sorry. I already saw myself sitting in arms, like in my mom's arm, but then I could not see her face. There was no image.
Yeah.
But I felt I was already sitting there. I saw myself as a child and sitting in my mom's arms, but then I couldn't see her face. And then I think few minutes later, you had mentioned those same words. And I was like, what? I was like, wow, what? I just couldn't believe it. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
You're very welcome. Well, there's a truth that has to be said, that I am the voice of your true self. Please understand that when I talk, is you, the reality talking to you. It's not outside of you, even though you hear it from outside. Because I have absolutely no agenda except that image that you had. And It is, our essence is very comforting, it's very loving, it's very ready to give. If we only not look around. That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Salam Satruna.
Salam Nailu.
I really don't know how to express my gratitude for you, for your voice, for your love. And I really, 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 really mean it. And I feel like you are answering my prayers today, because I was in a weird situation and my mind was working too hard. And I meditated with one of your guided meditations. And then I went to the park and I did, as I was walking, I did omnipresent meditation. And I really felt the oneness with my, with everything. And I realized that I was so much under probably the pressure of the universal mind. Mm-hmm. Part of it was that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know why I feel the way I feel, because mm-hmm. that situation was not that big to make me.
Mm-hmm.
So stressed out like that.
Mm-hmm.
And every word you said today, my heart was like a lotus opening more and more, and every sentence, every word was grace.
Mm.
I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Mm. Oh, Nilu. I'm happy to hear from all of you. It makes me so happy that talking to myself, meaning every self in every form, can be so beautiful.
Sachin, this is Farnaz.
For me, more than anything, the words that you have said directly to me, and whenever that I listen and I trust that those words and they proven right, has been my trust meditation. So I feel it, I see it in you. And there has been times like you were in retreat and I couldn't get a hold of you. And when I texted you, you texted me back and sent this message that go to your heart and get the answer there. And I felt this okayness. I mean, the answer came in like an okayness, some assurance, some certainty that was so clear what I was supposed to do. And is that the same as trust meditation, or is it inner voice, or does it matter what words we use?
Well, they are very much linked together, but once you get familiar with silence, which all our aim is at silence and letting go, then the silence talks. It is not and when it talks, it's very reassuring. It doesn't judge. It doesn't know good and bad. It just leads your way. And I really believe that the trust meditation helps the conscious voice, because once you let go, you find yourself in silence and okayness. In that silence and okayness, you can have communion with God. Everything that has been said the past 20 years is really aiming you to a source that is within you, that is not being visited often enough. So you can say, is this like this, or this like this? I will say they're all one. They're all taking you back home to where you came from, when you did not know any pain and suffering, you did not know any egoistic thoughts. Your purity, not the purity that the world knows as righteous this, righteous that, but the purity of the essence. I think the very aim that I want all of us to realize is not something to achieve in future. Kumud just experienced it in this moment. Everybody that talked today, Niloufar, Bahar, Serenia, it is so now, so accessible, that wanting to achieve it takes you farther from it. And thinking that there is this grandeur in the end of the rainbow, it is now, every time, that something stimulates your attention to the right place. You either are laying on the promise, or you are having a deep satsang, or you do a stop and stay, or are you with me, or omnipresent meditation. They all have one aim, to now experience home. And then the mind pulls you out of the home into the wilderness and the fearful jungle. It's okay. But now you know there is a home that is omnipresent. It never changes, never goes away. To me, that's the beauty, because everything is changing. The sun, the moon, the this, the that, the cloud, the rain, the characters, the temperament. But imagine, the base never moves and is the safest, the most magnificent place that it is accessible. What better news is that?
I'm so grateful, Sat. Can Mansoor say something?
Satchan Salam.
Salam Azam.
Thank you very much. I'm speechless. I just wanted to share something. First of all, this was my first time with trust meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the promise is. I followed you, and I want to share what I, the image that I saw, if that's okay.
Sure. Go ahead, please.
I saw myself in an abyss. I was holding on to this rope that was going up to the, it's like a well at the top, there's light. And the rope is going through me, it's all of me. And I was holding on to it for, with dear life. And it was pulling me up. I had nothing, I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Just hold on to it.
Yeah.
And don't look down. Just hold on. And it just pulls all of me up. I just wanted to share that. This is, I don't know, I have a problem with trust in daily life. I feel that this image was speaking volumes to me.
Yes, that was meant for you.
This, I trust this rope. I have no choice. This is the only, my only way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sure that in that moment that you were being pulled up because you gave up and you relaxed and, didn't take any thought and you just let it pull you up, your effort ceased to exist. That's exactly, you had a demonstration that is fitting for yourself, but that's exactly what promise says. If you don't take thought and trust, it happens. It's not a magic, it's just discovery, Mansoor.
Yeah.
It's just, you discover a part of yourself that you were not in touch with. It's all about everything we ever want is right there. If somebody point us to it.
Thank you.
Welcome. Before we go, if there is anybody that has any irrelevant question to trust meditation, or if there is any inspirational things that they want to share, would love to hear from them at this time.
If I can talk one more time, Sajun, I just, before you said that, I was just crying so hard, and I can't believe I've had this. I've had trust, I've had stop, I've had omnipresent, I've had you for almost 10 years, and the beauty that comes with that. And when I hear newcomers or people who are just experiencing these for the first time, it just reinforces the beauty of it, and I'm just so overcome with gratitude. And I just thank you so much for this beautiful life and this amazing opportunity. Thank you so much.
Well, you, I want all of you to know that it makes me very, very happy to be the watcher of what is happening and to be the recipient of it. I don't know what we have done in past, really, to have an avatar as I, Sadhguru, and have his voice coming through, through this vehicle, or the voice of truth. I am in a state of shock myself, because I really don't know what is happening. But what reminds me of what is happening is the joy that I see in everybody's life once they practice what was said. And also my own life. So, yes, I share that joy with all of you. Every time somebody breaks through of something that they were carrying, it makes me incredibly happy. My joy multiplies. Well, thank you, everybody. If you have any suggestion as far as what you want to talk about next Tuesday, or if you have any question, please give it to Farnaz. I will be more than happy to share this time again with you next week, God willing. Good night, everybody.